Welcome to Seal Stadium in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Art Schult. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Ciccarelli. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Art Ciccarelli. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jackie Brandt. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike McCormick. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Mike McCormick. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Cepeda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is called out on strikes. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cepeda moves to third. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cepeda tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Giants. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brandt. The throw from Neiman and he is safe. Brandt steals second. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Ciccarelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ciccarelli hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ciccarelli for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is called out on strikes. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Connell takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Schultz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into left field. Cepeda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brandt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Neiman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Eddie Bresuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresuit is 0 for 1 in the game. Bresuit strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Giants. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick is called out on strikes. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Ciccarelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ciccarelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Ciccarelli strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCormick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCovey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into left field. Cepeda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thompson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Alou takes first base on ball four. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alou. The throw from Niemann and he is safe. Alou steals second. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud is 0 for 2 in the game. Bresud strikes out. 1 out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 2 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Schultz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCormick for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schultz strikes out. 1 out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. O'Connell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Schultz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McCovey is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 3 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Davenport now playing third base. Jackie Brandt now playing left field. Orlando Cepeda now playing first base. Erle Viral pinch hits for Art. Erle Viral is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aviral hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 3 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Jim Marshall pinch hits for Lee Walls. Sam Jones now pitching. Dale Long pinch hits for Jim Marshall. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long strikes out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Altman moves to second. It's 3-2, Giants. Walt Morin pinch hits for Bobby Thompson. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Altman scores. Banks moves to second. It's Cubs, 3, Giants, 3. Herb Noren pinch hits for Art Schultz. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. the Giants will come to bat. Dale Long now playing first base. Walt Morin now playing right field. Herb Noren now playing left field. Don Elston now pitching. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Seal Stadium in San Francisco.